Welcome back to NewsWorks Tonight. I'm Dave Heller. Time's drawing near to tally up and turn in those 2013 returns. Let's take up this and other taxing matters with Frank Newport, editor-in-chief at the Gallup poll. Hi, Frank.
Hello, Dave.
Though I'm thinking, how taxing is it? Does anybody do their own returns anymore?
You know, very few do them in the sense of by hand, filling it out with a pen in the good old-fashioned way. Our recent polling and an AP poll that was just an Associated Press poll shows that the vast majority of Americans either do it themselves using a computer, TurboTax or something like that, or get an outside preparer like H&R Block or teams of accountants or people like that to do it. So there are very few of us that will actually be at the kitchen table with the calculator and a pen and filling out those 1040s by hand.
And Frank, when those returns are signed and turned in, I'm going to guess 99.9% think they've paid too much.
Aha, you would be wrong, Dave. 52% of Americans say the amount of taxes they pay is too high. And that leaves the rest who either say it's about right or very, very few who say it's too low. So it's actually not nearly the 99.9% that you speculated. Now, at times in the past, it has been higher. Our all-time high at Gallup of asking this question came back in Richard Nixon's day back in 1969 when 69% said the amount of taxes they paid was too high. That leveled off, and we really saw a drop-off on that, quote, too high percentage after the Bush tax cuts went through in the early part of the last decade, and it's been down at around this 50% level saying too high ever since. So clearly, we've got about half of Americans out there, Dave. They say, hey, amount I'm paying's about right.
Let's engage in some finger-pointing. Do most Americans think it's those top one percenters who are paying too little?
Yes, you clearly get a differentiation there. When we talk about upper-income people, about 61% of Americans say that the amount of taxes they pay is too little. Now, again, this is perception when we ask them to speculate about upper-income people. But that's just 61%. Again, not even 99.9% there. And we have tracked that over time. With the 1% Occupy movement and so forth, maybe we would have speculated that there'd be more ire at the upper income not paying their share. But actually, that 61% is down from where it has been. Also, on corporations, we have two-thirds, 66% of Americans who say they pay too little in taxes. But again, that's about where it's been and actually a little lower than where it's been before. So clearly, Americans think certain people aren't paying as much tax as they should, but that's by no means a universal perception.
Of course, regardless of income, if you live in Delaware, you're thrilled with the amount of state taxes you're paying.
Absolutely. We just did a fascinating project where we asked residents of every state in the union, is the amount of state taxes you pay too high? And that's great news for those in Delaware. Of course, they don't have a state income tax, but Delaware is actually the sixth lowest on the entire chart in terms of saying they pay too high state taxes. The only states that are below Delaware are Florida, Nevada, South Dakota, Alaska, and Wyoming. So that's great news, at least as far as state income tax is concerned for Delaware. Dave, I know we have some listeners, including myself, who live in New Jersey. Bad news there. New York and New Jersey are at the very top of the list. 77% of residents of New York and New Jersey say the amount of taxes they pay is too high. And again, contrast that to Delaware, which is 34%. Huge difference. And New York and New Jersey residents have the most ire, the most negative perceptions of the state taxes they pay of any state in the union.
How about right here in Pennsylvania?
A little above average. About half of Americans, when you look at all the states, say that they pay too much in state taxes. And Pennsylvania residents, that comes in at 58%. So that's a little above average, but way below the 77% of Pennsylvania's neighbors in New Jersey.
Gosh, for those with savings, it's been a rough week for the stock market this week.
It has, but Americans still say that the stock market is not a bad place to put your money, but it is eclipsed by real estate. Now, we give Americans choices, and that's what I'm leading to here, and say, where's the best place to put your money for the long term? Real estate is now number one. It had sunk terribly after the 08 real estate mortgage crisis, but real estate's back up at 30%, and then stocks, you ask about at 24%, but guess what? Gold ties stocks at 24%. The price of gold has been down, clearly, but we've still got one out of four Americans who, when given a choice of investment, say that's the best place to put your money. Relatively few say savings accounts are the best place for the long term, and even fewer say bonds.
Is it just recently that real estate rebounded?
That is right. In 2011, it was only 19% who chose real estate, so you can see how low that was. That was still, of course, suffering from what had happened in 08, 09, and of course the drop in prices many ways. So it started to come up 2012, 2013, and this year it's back up to number one. So real estate's the place to put your money. You've heard it right here, Dave. Put your money in real estate. You'll be rich for the rest of your life.
Will do, sir. Hey, what is the number one financial problem facing families across the country?
We ask that as an open-ended question, Dave. What's the biggest financial problem facing your family today? And in times in the past, we've had things like the price of gas when it's been very high. We've had things like worrying about losing your job. But right now, it's kind of a hodgepodge. Lack of money is the biggest financial problem people face today, from what they tell us. Now, that seems kind of silly, but nevertheless, that's what they come back and tell us. Also, healthcare costs, which come in number two. College expenses, which is interesting that that's up there in the top five, even though a lot of older Americans and people without children, of course, that's not relevant, but that's still up there. Too much debt, and then the high cost of living and inflation. Those are the top five issues that Americans tell us are bothering them when it comes to their own personal finances.
Well, let's bring health care into the equation. What are attitudes like toward the Affordable Care Act?
We've been monitoring that carefully. A bunch of polls have come out since April 1st, which, of course, was when the enrollment period ended, and there was some positive publicity about the more than 7 million people who had signed up for new health insurance. But we don't find much change at all. Maybe just a slight uptick in the positive side of the ledger when we ask our question about attitudes towards the Affordable Care Act. Other polls have showed similar data. There was a Pew USA Today poll out this week. It's still negative. In our polling, it's about a 10-point double-digit negative over positive ratio. And so we just don't see any major changes so far in Americans' attitudes towards the Affordable Care Act. It's still more negative than positive, and it hasn't changed, at least to this point, in a material way.
Though looking overall, more Americans do have health insurance now.
They do. That's one thing that we've been tracking here at Gallup. With our daily tracking, we're able to ask this question every night. And boy, we have seen a reduction and a lot of visibility for this data. We had the percent who were uninsured well above 17% at the end of last year, and it plummeted by March down to 15%. And I've been looking at the numbers here for the first week or so in April, and it's actually gone down even below that. So clearly, and we assume it's the ACA, Obamacare, Affordable Care Act, clearly is having an impact on the percent of Americans who have health insurance. That number has been going up. And of course, that's good news for proponents of the Affordable Care Act, because that was one of its specific aims, was to get most Americans with health insurance.
Thanks, Frank.
You bet, Dave.
Frank Newport, editor-in-chief at the Gallup poll. He joins us each week at this time on Newsworks Tonight.